You're listening to KNKX, and environmental activists are the most vocal group in Tacoma politics today. That's new for a city known as a hub of heavy industry, but their concerns over fossil fuels and pollution are already shaping the race for Tacoma's next mayor. 88.5's Will James reports.
Environmental activists rose up as a major force in Tacoma politics fairly recently. Their protests helped kill plans for a methanol refinery last year. Now they're trying to stop Puget Sound Energy from building a liquefied natural gas plant at the Port of Tacoma. That project was front and center at a recent debate between three candidates running for mayor. Evelyn Lopez, the former head of the State Public Disclosure Commission, was the most outspoken against the project.
What I really don't want is to continue the buildup of the fossil fuels in the port. I want to see us move toward the future.
Even one-time supporters have adjusted their tone. Former city council member Victoria Woodards once praised the project as a source of jobs, but now she's careful to stress what she's against.
The question was about new fossil fuels, and let me be very clear. I don't support new fossil fuel export on the port.
Puget Sound Energy says the plant is not for exporting fuel. Tacoma architect Jim Merritt says liquefied natural gas, which is cleaner than other fossil fuels, could help Tacoma transition to a clean energy economy. But he also echoes environmentalists who say Puget Sound Energy needs to provide more information about safety.
PSC must step up and tell us the consequences and the degree of risk, otherwise the answer is no.
All three candidates agree Tacoma needs a plan for the future of its industrial port. And if the mayor's race is any indication, the city's new environmental movement will have a say in that future. Will James, 88.5 News.